A renowned military aircraft is getting a second chance at flying high, all in the name of science.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Pulley.
The Global Hawk was the world's first fully autonomous, high-altitude, long-endurance aircraft. Originally used by the U.S. Air Force, two of the unmanned aircraft systems recently debuted as NASA's newest airborne science vehicles. A partnership between NASA and Northrop Grumman marks the first non-military use of Global Hawk. Its new mission? Environmental science research. The Global Hawk Pacific 2009, or GLOPAC mission, consists of six long-duration flights over the Pacific and Arctic regions that start in late spring. Global Hawk will collect atmospheric data using 12 scientific instruments that have been integrated into the aircraft. With the ability to fly at 65,000 feet for more than 31 hours at a time, NASA's Global Hawk has many potential applications for the advancement of science. It's an aircraft that will help NASA and the nation better understand climate change on a global scale. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics.